Welcome to Unity of Tucson.
I've spent way too long judging myself, running from the truth into someone else's arms, but I'm done. Those lyrics, they got me here today. I've spent way too long judging myself. Whoo! Boy, judgment, that's a thing, isn't it? I'm ready to let that go. Move right into the refrain of that song to deeply, deeply understand anything's possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. There may be people, myself included, we're looking for all of the ways with that inner voice going, but what about? Then I have to stop myself and say, no, anything's possible. But what about? No. Anything's possible. I don't think so, but it is. Anything's possible. It is a declaration of boundless potential that exists within each and every one of us. Even in the times when we feel that limitation, when we feel perhaps disillusionment or the sense of separation, and that is the only thing that allows discord to come into expression and experience. That's part of the teaching that we offer. The idea that we are separate from this divine presence and power that we call God is the only thing that allows discord to come into expression. The truth of our being is always, 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 always rooted in infinite possibility. How do you feel about that? I just love a word that was coined by one of my colleagues, who happens to be the senior minister at the Center for Spiritual Living Tucson, who shares this campus. Reverend Rhonda Tretzvin has decided to call all of us possibilitarians. I can get behind that. I am happy to be a possibilitarian. So I have a question for contemplation, essentially, as I often do to start my Sunday message. Have you ever felt like something essential was missing or like you were somehow unplugged from the source? Anyone ever feel that? Just take a moment to consider times in your life when you may have felt like something essential was missing, like there was a disconnect right there. You know, I phrase that question by saying that the feeling that we are somehow unplugged from the source. Because the truth is we can never be unplugged from the source because we are the embodiment and expression of the source itself. There can be no separation from the infinite, and so the source is us. The infinite creative source is us. So today's talk is called Faulty Disconnect. There's no such thing as a faulty disconnect. It's not a real severing, but a misperception or a false circuit breaker in consciousness that sometimes gets tripped and we think, oh my gosh, I'm separate from. Now, this came about this week because at the beginning of this week, we had some electrical disconnects here. You know, the power comes onto the campus. And now we have our solar power. And part of the installation of the solar power system was there was a discovery that the disconnects, the main disconnects, and there were four of them on our building, three of those main disconnects were faulty. And so they had to be replaced, right? So this week we went through the experience of having those disconnects replaced. And so the electricity for over 24 hours was off for this entire campus. And I apologize to our guest in the casita, because they were without power for more than 24 hours. But here's the thing, that doesn't mean that there was no electricity, right? It doesn't mean that there was no electricity, it's just it wasn't being harnessed or directed in a usable way because we had to create a disconnect. The nature of source is that we are never without it. There's never not source. The question is, are we purposefully disconnecting ourselves or thinking that we're disconnecting ourselves from source in those times that feel really challenging? Well, this can't possibly be an expression or experience of source, but it is. And the truth of the matter is, the more we consciously reconnect ourselves with the understanding of ourselves rooted in that divine identity, that we are that very source, then we are harnessing and directing the power of source in a usable way, personally, each and every one of us. Yes, 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 I love that. So the infinite creative source energy is like electricity. It is always present. It is unseen. It is pulsing with potential. And you know, like electricity, for much of human history, humanity lived surrounded by this force, this magnificent electrical force, unaware of its possibilities and the way that it could be harnessed and used. And then there was an awakening and a magnificent unfoldment in mind where somebody said, this is something that can be harnessed. This is a power that can be harnessed. And so that's the analogy. Just like electricity, we are, each and every one of us, the power of the divine being harnessed as the expression of our lives. And once discovered, once we learned how to harness it, it illuminated the world in ways that were once thought impossible. We are each the illumination of Source. And our work, our unfoldment, is a call for each and every one of us to illuminate the world in ways that perhaps we once thought impossible. Just as electricity powers our lives, when we plug in, infinite creative source energy flows through us when we consciously connect and take the time to be in spiritual practice, which is how we can plug in to a greater and growing awareness of the infinite power. We are not relegated to live in darkness. Sure feels like there's a lot of darkness being promoted around us. I choose not to live in that darkness. I have often talked about one of my favorite mystics who has so much magnificence to offer this world, and the things that they are putting out into this world rooted in their spiritual journey. And it often surprises people when I tell them that this mystic is RuPaul. I'm telling you, go look up what RuPaul is putting out in the world, not just on the show Drag Race, but in terms of how to consider our place and expression in this world. RuPaul offered this. They said, with all the darkness that's going on in the world, you can look at the darkness. Don't stare. You can look at it, don't stare. It'll make you crazy, they continue. It will make you cross-eyed. It'll make you what it is. The solution, RuPaul offers a solution. The solution is to create magic. Dance, sing, love. Create environments where you can find joy because you can create joy. None of us is relegated to live in the darkness. So stop staring at it. So I can acknowledge, right? I can acknowledge, and people are always like, but you're the minister. You shouldn't be saying these things from the platform. I can acknowledge this. Darkness exists. It exists, right? We have the experience of darkness, and it is not ours to put our head in the sand and say it does not exist. That's what we call spiritual bypass. Darkness exists, but we only know darkness as the absence of light, and we are not meant to live there. We are not powerless. We are co-creators. We are co-creators living the life of divinity. We are not relegated to darkness. The more we stare at the idea of darkness, which is, by the way, the faulty disconnect, the more we stare at the darkness, the more we stare at that faulty disconnect, we allow ourselves to consider the ideas of pain or confusion or belief in separation, and we start to believe those things. We start to make them real in our experience. But that is not what we are here to do. We do not need to make pain, confusion, or belief in separation any more real than our minds make it. Let go of the notion that there is any reality in the world of form or in the infinite or any place where consciousness exists, which is everywhere at all times, no matter what. All of that can dissipate through the idea that we adopt in our minds and in our hearts that we are the light and we are the power. And there is no reason to ever feel like we are disconnected ever, ever again. Are you ready for that? Because here's the thing, the switch was never truly turned off. The switch can never be turned off. Divine consciousness is wired into our beingness. Every aspect of us is divine consciousness flowing forth into action and into form. Now, I also want to acknowledge, we'll allow ourselves to have a little grace through the growth into this conscious awareness, because I'll let you off the hook. I've been at this for a while. I think any of the ministers here will tell you, like, we have a pretty specific and consistent spiritual practice. We've been at this for a while. We've been at this for a while. It's a joke. We've been at this for a while. And I could probably, I will speak for myself, but I imagine there may be some level of agreement that sometimes we still have glimmers of the darkness, which seems to be an oxymoron, a glimmer of darkness, right? Sometimes we have experiences of darkness, but what we have trained ourselves to do, and the encouragement is to train ourselves, each and every one of us can train ourselves to take it step by step, to let go of the notion that that darkness has any bearing on the light that we have to share with this world. And the grace also comes through this. Allow yourself to not think you have to take it all and do it in one fell swoop. I got a document that says I am a minister, and so now I am the perfection of life unfolding. I'm living the life of constant breakthroughs. You don't change in big breakthroughs. You change in micro shifts. And so I'm living a consistency of micro shifting moment by moment by moment. And what I have found is that the more I allow myself to live in that consistency of micro shifting, the more I don't have to work at it. And the more I've simply allowed myself to come into the sense and space of embodiment of it. And it starts to feel like I've had a breakthrough. All right, I am bringing up the Camino again. Because recently we've started talking about a group that may want to walk the Camino, a group from Unity of Tucson, and we're putting some plans together to perhaps open that up. But I think about being on the Camino, and part of when I walked that 500-mile walking pilgrimage, it's actually only 480 miles. But it's easier to say 500, right? So, but when I walked, there was a part of me that kind of started off in anticipation as I was crossing the Pyrenees, like, when is the big breakthrough gonna happen? Here I am. Let's have this big breakthrough happen. 2.5 weeks later, as I'm walking through Sahagun, which is halfway through, thinking, when is this breakthrough gonna happen? Hello? But it was a reminder in that moment that the breakthrough was happening in the micro shifts that I was experiencing along the way. And that that Camino journey, the journey of the pilgrim, is never done. It is never done. I will be walking the Camino. I will be walking Camino until I transition from this plane of action to the next, and probably even beyond that. In fact, I'm going to out you a little bit. So Beryl is my massage therapist. And every time I go in for a massage, I say to her that when I am on the table, where I go is actually on the Camino. every single time I go into this space, and I like, and every single time I'm back on the Camino when I'm having that body work done. And it is just a reminder that the breakthroughs are always flowing forth in terms of micro shifts. We are often waiting for that big moment, for that dramatic reconnection. But what if that growth isn't explosive? What if it is gentle and subtle and steadily flowing forth moment by moment? This month, the theme is growth. The plant does not all of a sudden go, "Here I am!" The seed is planted into the soil, and the soil nurtures that. And it actually has to work a little bit to break through that darkness. Ooh, I'm going to break up through that soil of darkness and into the light. And it is also still rooted in that sense of nourishment always, because it is growing in both directions, not just up, but also down. When was the last time that you made a seemingly small choice that brought you closer to peace or to joy or to the truth? You don't have to, this is a rhetorical question, just bring to mind an idea. When was the last time that you made what seemed like a small choice, but that choice brought you closer to peace, to joy, or to truth? If you breathe into that idea, that was divine reconnection in action, whether you were aware of it or not. You can never be disconnected from divine source. It's impossible. No matter the feeling, the illusion, the story, and there are often a lot of stories that we can tell that seem to disconnect us from the divine. God is the energetic power source running your beingness. God is the energetic power source running your beingness. Just like all of the electronic equipment up here gets plugged in some manner to a flow, we are always in the flow, each and every one of us. That flow is the outflow of our beingness. I don't think anyone goes around believing that the sun is gone because they've walked into a darkened room. Anyone? Do you believe? So, I don't see the sun. Must not exist anymore. The source never disappears. But if I walk into a darkened room and I don't have that source, perhaps what I realize is that I just forgot to flip on the switch. We are empowered in every moment to turn on the light. So, we do this in unique and varied ways. Each and every one of us shining our light in unique and varied ways. There was a question that God brought up to me recently. And essentially the essence of the question was, why do we express and exist in unique ways? And I didn't really know how to answer the question in the moment. I'm not entirely sure I know how to answer the question right in this moment, but what I can say is that if God was not expressing in unique and varied ways, then God would be limited. We are the unlimited nature of God, each and every one of us, shining our light, and we should stand forth, stand firm, and resolved that our magnificence matters, that our unique expression matters to this thing called life, and we should be willing to not adopt the idea of a faulty disconnect any longer, turn on that switch, and shine our light brightly. So what is your unique, again, rhetorical, what is your unique and varied way that you are going to shine your light? Maybe it's like what RuPaul suggests, you know, creating magic, whatever that magic looks like. You know, sing, dance, laugh, play. That's a great way to express your uniqueness. That was a weird way of phrasing that. That is a magnificent way to express your uniqueness. We are a creative philosophy. Our philosophy is rooted in the idea that our lives are the creation of what is happening in mind and in heart, and we can lean into that creative nature And that creative nature may show up in an artistic manner. It may not, that's okay. But I believe every single one of us is an artist, whether we think we are or not. Because we all have something to share in our creative outflow with this world. And that's all that artists are doing, is they are sharing their unique creative source in a medium that can be shared with all of humanity. We are all artists. There are ways to dispel the illusion of disconnection. Those ways are through action. And that action doesn't need to be grand. There's I forget who offered this idea, but there's a phrase that has been ruminating with me for the better part of a year, and that is, if we're ever, you know, I think about times when I was in the experience of depression, and I've had the experience of depression, and what always moved me through the experience of depression was some action, some allowing of creativity. And so somebody once said, the opposite of depression is expression. And I carry that with me. So let us consider moment by moment expression to dispel what we consider to be the darkness. Let us allow ourselves to micro shift in every single moment through one loving thought, one breath of appreciation, one small act of compassion, and allow these micro shifts to compound and create a glorious life. That's what we're here to do. The greatest faulty disconnect is the belief that we were ever disconnected to begin with. Growth is remembering again and again that we never stopped being divine. And anything is possible, not because of what we do, but because of who we are. Peace and blessings. You are magnificent. If you're new to our community, one of the things that I endeavor to do is to offer something that you can carry with you from this place into action in your life. And so, thinking about these micro shifts, what I would like to offer this week as a home practice is that we each engage in a daily 1 minute reconnect. What that is each day this week, take 1 minute to do the following. Place your hand over your heart, close your eyes, breathe deeply, and ask inwardly, where do I feel connected today? And allow yourself to be present, to hear the answer. Simply allow. The encouragement is to find an opportunity to do this every single day this week. Just take that 1 minute to reconnect.
Hi, this is Reverend Jonathan Zenz, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast of my Sunday message. Your financial support will ensure that we can continue to offer this as an option for inspiration. You can make your tax-deductible contribution in any amount on our website, unitytucson.com. Once again, thank you for listening. You are magnificent. Namaste.